This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Monday the United States is pushing for a six-week pause in the fighting between Israel and Hamas in Gaza as a stepping stone toward a longer ceasefire. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam has more.
They need to be protected.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday stressed the need to protect innocent civilians in Gaza after scores of Palestinians were killed in the southern city of Rafah during an Israeli military operation that freed two hostages held by Hamas. The speech alongside Jordan's King Abdullah at the White House comes as Biden has become increasingly vocal in his demand that Israel not undertake a ground offensive in Rafah without a plan that protects Palestinian civilians.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. Israeli helicopters and fighter jets were seen engaging in combat over Gaza on Monday. Smoke rose over the Gaza Strip and gunfire could be heard in the air. Authorities say Yemen's Houthi rebels have fired missiles at a ship bound for a port in Iran, causing minor damage but no injuries to its crew. The attack on the Marshall Islands-flagged Greek-operated bulk carrier shows just how widely the Houthis now target ships. The carrier had been heading from Brazil to Iran, the main backer and armor of the Houthis in Yemen's years-long war. The Houthis said they targeted the ship with multiple missiles. The rebels have been attacking ships in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden since November over Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The attack follows days in which no Houthi attacks on ships were reported. It's unclear what caused the pause, though the U.S. and British militaries have conducted multiple rounds of airstrikes targeting the Houthis. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. This is VOA News. Pakistan's caretaker prime minister on Monday defended the widely criticized delay in announcing the results of last week's parliamentary election. He also says a level playing field was available to all, including the party of imprisoned former Premier Imran Khan. That party's candidates won the most seats but had to run as independents after the party was expelled from the election. The parties placing second and third are in talks to form a coalition government. The election was overshadowed by allegations of vote rigging and an unprecedented mobile phone shutdown. Officials deny the allegations, and the prime minister says phone service was only cut for security reasons. Police in the Democratic Republic of Congo fired tear gas to disperse protesters in Kinshasa on Monday, Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham reports.
Demonstrators were burning tires and U.S. and Belgian flags near Western embassies and United Nations offices. They accused the West of supporting neighboring Rwanda, which is alleged to back the Tutsi-led M23 rebellion. The M23 group's recent advances threaten the strategic eastern city of Goma in the conflict-hit eastern Congo region. Rwanda has denied accusations that it backs M23. However, Congo, Western governments, including the United States and Belgium, as well as reports from a United Nations expert group, indicate that the rebel group benefits from Rwandan support.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. A new bill allowing authorities to take property of Russians convicted of deliberately spreading what is deemed fake news about Russia's armed forces could soon become law, VOA's Anna Rice reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is expected to sign into law a bill that would allow the government to confiscate the property of people whom it convicts of deliberately spreading false news about Russia's military. Russian opposition leader Dmitry Gudkov says the law can be interpreted however the government wants. He says it was passed to make sure people are afraid to rally, afraid to vote for anyone but Putin, or protest Putin's rule. For Katerina Besedina in Washington, NRI.
VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin canceled a trip to Brussels for NATO defense talks after being admitted to a military hospital for a second time this year, the Pentagon said on Monday. Austin, 70, was taken to Walter Reed Military Medical Center on Sunday for symptoms of a bladder issue. Austin had failed to disclose prostate cancer surgery in December and a subsequent hospitalization in January to deal with complications, triggering a political uproar and multiple investigations. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.